The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday. Got my bell bottoms on. Got my open shirt with my little jewelry.
A very white dance move you just pulled there in the chair.
Got my finger shoulders. Going right there. Yeah.
Thank God.
Spend a lot of time on my hair. He hits it.
Thank God it's fine. I always wanted to sound like a large black man. I've always wanted to sound like that. Hello.
That's not racist.
Hello.
I always
it's
wanted
not
to sound
racist.
Like a large black man.
I wanted to sound like a large black. Why is that racist? I love that. Hello. I'm a large black man. How are you? I like that voice. That voice, that right. Barry White voice.
There was
you
a
know?
Guy in a James Bond movie in Live and Let Die where he was really big and he goes, they called him Whisper.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. I remember that. Maybe I should start talking like
the Uncola guy from the 7-Up
commercials. Yeah, exactly,
in that movie.
Exactly.
Remember he played the
Uncola.
That's right.
Uncola. I always wanted to
Boy, did
like
he
that.
Make money off of that.
Yeah.
Think that ad ran for years.
Would that fit me if I walked around and said, hello, I'm Joe Piscopo. Nice to be here. You think
that would work? Oh, my God. I mean, really. Okay. Hello.
Hey, Joe. Police. Everybody's got to relax. Everybody's so uptight. Who's doing this? Who's doing that? Who's coming after who? Everybody's got to just stand down, settle down.
But see, isn't that funny? No. But you bring up a great point.
Yes,
we're at Frank's wedding over
talk
the weekend.
Talk to me, baby.
Oh, please don't. Please, I can't take you seriously when you do that. But at Frank's wedding, they had a photo booth, right?
Welcome back to Piscopo in the morning. I am not a large black man, but I sound like one.
Another letter to the station.
I don't care.
Okay.
We're going to joke.
Frank's wedding, they have a photo booth, right?
Cannot wait for Eddie Murphy to hit Netflix. Right. Everything's going to stop.
So,
yes, go ahead.
Frank's movie, Frank's wedding, they have, it was like a movie.
Did you see the Staten Island Advance? Oh, my gosh. It's like an epic, the biggest special.
Well, you know what's great? I'm reading all
publication.
The names. Russ Salzberg was there. Carol Lall. Yeah. Joe Piscopo. Curtis Sliwa. This one. John Catsimatidis. That one. And no mention of me, which is great. I'm very happy.
They didn't mention you in the Staten Island. You're the Staten Island guy, man.
Well, I abandoned Staten Island, according to Frank.
Whatever. Richard Lowe's Nicotra, me and
everybody,
Carol Ault.
Everybody.
And Frank.
The key grip was mentioned. The DJ was mentioned.
No, they had the girls. The Rose girls. The
Rose girls.
Rose
they were mentioned. No, you know. Like, Betsy McCoy was there. Like, it couldn't
Betsy
say, like,
McCoy
the whole
was there.
Show.
Right, right.
Now, all right. Anyway, so they had a photo booth there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they want you to hold up these signs and take pictures and then sign this book or whatever. But meanwhile, if you don't want to be stereotyped or whatever, they also had, like, pimp hats there that you could wear while you're taking a picture. Go for the, now, if that's not, seriously.
Why would you call it the hat that you just called it?
What would you call it?
Did they describe it? Did they say?
Oh, it's a Mardi Gras hat. October. It's September. It's not Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is September.
That was for the photographer.
The little photo booth.
Yeah, I did that with Charlie. We had
Me and Arthur. Arthur grabbed me and brought me right up. And we had a.
Do we have that picture?
Arthur
would love that to be published, right? No,
yeah, he didn't mind. No, we had a great time in it.
So they had the big.
My wife didn't want to be a part of it.
The Mardi Gras hat. Yeah, that's it. It wasn't what you said it was, I don't think.
But that's what it looked like, because when you put it on me and Arthur, it looked like pimp hat.
1970s?
Yeah, all I needed was a cane. Superfly.
Superfly. Yeah, that would have been you.
All right.
Oh, my God. You
could have borrowed your cane. See, I should have borrowed your cane.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I was good. See, I was good, too, on the wedding because that was right after surgery. I sneaked into another room. By the way, the Necotras have like 70 events going on. Oh, my God. I walked into a room, and I said, and it was nobody's in there. So I said to the help, and the help there at the Hilton of Staten Island, is they're so great. Everybody's so great. I said, oh, is there an event here? Yes, the wedding's coming in. A wedding was coming in like later in the day.
Right.
I said, can I sit for a second?
Frank's wedding was at like 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you know, he did tailor it for a morning show wedding, right? I mean, he might as well. Yeah, I get that. But I mean, what he should have done was he should have just had it at 6. We would have been fine. It wouldn't have been. Everybody else would have been. You got any coffee? Espresso?
The morning show people would have been okay.
I had a day wedding too. Mine started at noon. I mean, his was 11.
Noon. Oh, I know. So. I know. It was like.
But you're right. It is because of. You know.
Well, hopefully. Because there was, but so I walked in the other room and I put my knee up. Now I could feel. Last night I'm walking around. I think I may have. I don't know.
Have you done any of the exercises they told you to do?
Mm-hmm.
No, of course
what?
Not. No, I've walked on it because you know
that's exercise. Is that not exercise?
No, there's specific exercises I guess you're supposed to do. But...
What are you doing your knee? What are you gonna do when you wave it
around?
Well,
they gave you a booklet. Huh? Maybe you might want to look at it.
Mike read some big Mike.
Mike, right? Oh good, Mike read it. Mike didn't have the surgery. Mike, read it to you?
I only read Bill O'Reilly's book. That's it.
That's it?
Not my therapy for my knee.
Anything
I
didn't on
read.
The knees
no.
in that book?
No.
All right.
So I guess you're supposed to move around and shake around and do something.
Wow, what a doctor.
Play that disco.
Are you done? Are you done with it? Okay, move it and shake it around. You'll be fine.
I like to dance because my knee. It's so good.
It's terrible.
I can do my voice, and I can
You're
do
terrible.
My disco side.
You're terrible.
Let's bring it on. Hello, Barry White. I'm baby. This is my therapy for my knee, man.
No, that's all I
Parliament.
Need.
You know what I got to tell you? I was one of those folks on the radio. I was on the radio back then in college when disco came in, and we couldn't stand disco. We couldn't stand. But when you listen to it, it kind of has a little thing going.
There's some. Look, Donna Summer was tremendous in the disco era. I mean, you couldn't help but get on the dance floor with her.
Yeah.
And that and roller skating was big back then. And
roller skating.
We used to do a double session every Saturday.
Did you go? Did you roller skate out?
Skating rink was literally 4 blocks from my house.
You used to go roller skating?
I used to go roller skating. I was 10, 11.
I would have paid for seeing that.
Here's the fun. This will make you laugh. My mom decided to have my 10th birthday party at the roller skating rink, right? So I'm all excited. I'm telling all my friends. All of my friends said, we're not coming if you have it at the skating rink. We don't skate, this, that, whatever. I said, no, it'll be great. A great time. Guess what? Nobody showed up. Nobody showed up. So here's me, my mom, and my sister. Hot dogs and a birthday cake, and the skating. And it's Albert's birthday.
And your mother bad mouthing the kids.
Oh yeah,
those bratty kids.
They're not your friends. They're not your friends. And they might have been, mom. They told me not to. You know,
happy birthday, Albert.
Right, exactly.
You have the worst friends ever.
That's it. Eat a hot dog. Keep going. Yeah. No wonder why I was traumatized as a kid.
No wonder you're like you are.
Yeah, right. Blow out the candles. Hurry up. Let's go.
My son said to me yesterday, Dad, are you upset? Do you have a bad day? I said, no. Because I pulled up to the school. It was raining. See, this is the nice dad that I am, right? Instead of making my son walk, quarter of a mile to the car where I'm at the library or whatever it is, right, that I park, I pulled up to the school. And I called him ahead of time. I said, I'm pulling into the school, you know, so you can get right in the car and we can go. It's raining. Yeah. I want to get to the gym. He's offended. Well, what's the reason for you pulling in here? Blah, blah, blah. You kissing a girl? No? Then don't worry about it. Get in the car. Let's go.
Oh, you don't want to get embarrassed. But what did you say? We touched on it the other day. It was so funny.
Yeah, he's recovering from a cold.
This was the best.
So he couldn't get out of the car to go get his... He could get in the car to go to the comic book store to get comic books. He could get in, go and pick out his comic books. He couldn't get out of the car to go get his pizza, which the from the car to the pizza place, not kidding, 2.5 feet.
Yeah, I got you.
So I said, if you can't get out of the car to get your pizza... I said, then you don't have to eat pizza. You can eat whatever's in the house. I don't care. We're going home. So he goes, but Dad, you don't understand. I have a really bad cold and my nose is this and that. I said, I beat cancer. Enough already.
You can't
cry it to somebody else. So I mean, come on.
Did he get the pizza? He got out?
Of course he did.
He got out. There you go.
He got no sympathy from my mother either.
So Joe on the radio, it's 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. It's a Friday. And I'm looking at the nonsense that is the news of the day. And I just... Sometimes I feel like I'm insulting your intelligence when I tell you about the news because you get it, you understand it, yet I still have to report it because that's what we do here, news, opinion, passion at AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station of Salem Media. But I'm so tired of hearing about the impeachment. Can we just leave it at this and we'll touch on it maybe one more time this morning. If you watch what happened during the Mueller probe. Look at that. Live it. And thank goodness Tucker Carlson and Sean and everybody, you know, and Laura on Fox News, they keep playing what everybody said. You know, they do a composite of everybody who's talked about the Mueller probe and how the president was a Russian agent and how, oh my gosh, the influence of Russia on this. And it was the biggest embarrassment for the Democratic Party. And I don't know when since of all time. It was the biggest fail. It was a political fail. It just didn't work. They've orchestrated it. They orchestrated it. That whole thing was orchestrated by the deep state to take down the president. And you know what? The president of the United States, this president of the United States, beat the deep state bureaucrats. Beat them. And they can't stand it. They can't stand it. They're coming at them again. They're coming at them again with this Ukraine nonsense. And it's nonsense. There's no way that the president didn't ask, hey, look, I need some help with a political opponent, and I want you to dig up dirt. He never said that. He never said. There was such – when you – did you make $1.5 billion recently? Well, you know, apparently Hunter Biden did while his father was vice president of the United States. This bothers me as a taxpayer. Did you make millions of dollars from the Ukraine – While your daddy was vice president? I mean, can you imagine if this was a Republican? Because the Biden, it was Obama Biden. They were Democrats, right? They were, the press took care of them, covered them, watched them. You know, absolutely did a whole. There was a constant PR campaign not to take down that administration. So now what Joe Biden did was really, really crooked. The president wants to try to bring that to light. Thank you for doing that. He sent, or whoever sent Rudy Giuliani to the Ukraine, all of that was before Joe Biden announced. So that narrative that you see, that is the mainstream news narrative. When they say the president, he called a foreign entity to influence an American election, that is against the law. That did not happen. You have to, and they report it like it's the news. And now I have to explain to you it's not the news. And God, thank God you know that. But, oh, my gosh, just stop it. Just everybody's got to just stop it. You know, the Mueller probe is over. The election is over. I'm telling you, and that's just where the Democrats are not very bright in this regard. If they went in and they said, all right, let's do infrastructure. You know, President Trump, let's this opioid situation. By the way, as we had the 2-year anniversary of the mass shooting in Las Vegas, we still don't know what happened, by the way. No one ever looked into that. But let's stop mass shootings in this country. If the Democrats came forward and said, this is what we're going to work with the president, and then just stood down, I'm telling you, then I would get nervous, because that's how they could win. Also, I shouldn't say this too loud, 717. If they got Tulsi Gabbard, they got this star in the Democratic Party. They don't want her to win. When she buried Kamala Harris at the debate, they are afraid of Tulsi because she will surface. They don't care. They don't care about you or for me. They just care about their own little entity. And Elizabeth Warren is it. Elizabeth Warren is it. And don't think that this whole Ukraine thing isn't to take down Joe Biden as well. And, like, we're supposed to not get it. Like, we don't get it. That's what I love about it. It's like they think we're dumb enough to buy it. When Nancy Pelosi goes, it's not a joy to impeach the president. And Adam Schiff, this guy doesn't look guilty 24/7. Come on. Everybody's got to stand down. We're all in this together. And let's try to work together. And the reason Donald Trump won is because of exactly what's happening on the Democratic side here. Is because they're trying to tear us down. They're trying to tell us that we're bad. They're saying we're white privilege. They're saying, oh, the world's going to end in 12 years. Oh, my goodness gracious. Can we come on? You know what's going to end is the tunnel, the Gateway Tunnel, is going to literally crumble in 10 years.
Well, that, they say, and 10 years.
But
that's the point about the Gateway Tunnel. If a catastrophic event happens
God forbid. Don't even.
Do you understand the economic impact? Forget about the loss of life if something happens in the tunnel. But
they
the economic
care.
Impact to the country.
I don't want
to
hear
would
it.
Be devastated. So why not? So now let's work on these things.
Well, you have good Democrats doing that, like Josh Gottheimer in Bergen County. Josh is doing that with Peter King, but no one wants to hear it. That's what Adam Schiff should be talking about.
Yeah, but I do give credit. I will give credit to Senator Menendez and Senator Booker. They want this thing done. They're trying to push the president to get it done. The Democratic senators from New York are trying to get that done as well. The problem is the rest of Congress is so focused on we must impeach the president.
That's
if
right.
You have the votes to impeach him, then get in there and impeach him. Let's not waste time. They're going to drag. This is, to me, in my opinion, this is the Democrats trying to drag this out until next November, until we get to the election, and then they get to vote.
Do they think we don't know it? Do they really think, when they put this stuff forth, do they think we don't know
it? I think a lot of politicians think the American people are stupid. I think that many politicians think the American people are stupid. Look, at the end of the day, we elect these people to do the job for the people. They're not doing that right now. They're not.
When I saw Chuck Schumer at the Tunnel to Towers, he was kind, by the way, kind, and I know you don't like Senator Schumer, and I have my issues with him, but he showed up. At the Tunnel to Towers, you know, Cheryl Nadler, I didn't see, and Rudolph Giuliani was there always. Rudy is always there front and center. But at least Chuck Schumer showed. I have a feeling, you know, lifers like Chuck Schumer here and there are just like embarrassed that this is all going on. I don't think they want this to happen because this is going to backfire, I think, on the Democrats. But for some reason, Nancy Pelosi, and you could see it in her eyes, she is not committed to this. How the far left, it's the squad that is pressing this and how they're going ahead with this. I thought she was smarter than that. I thought Nancy Pelosi was smarter than that.
Maybe this is an end game for her. Okay, you want the impeachment? We're going to put it up there. And then when they lose, what's going to happen?
But she won't.
It's going to affect those. But at some point, they're going to have to put this to a vote. You can't keep sitting here and we're going to threaten them with impeachment. Enough already. The people are tired of this. The people want their elected representatives to do the job that they were elected to do.
Yeah.
They're not doing it.
There's a lot going on. Oh, hold the call. I will go to the calls
right
momentarily. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. Debbie Duhame out there. Praise the Lord. I'm going to
And by the way, Al went roller skating as a kid?
Yes, can you believe that?
Cool.
Yeah, double session
too.
Every Saturday.
Oh, I used to love going roller skating until disco music.
And he wore
the
hula skirt, too.
No. What was
that?
Backward skate, the light skate. I didn't do the couple skate.
In the 50s, what was that hoop skirt? What was that called, that skirt? You guys
wasn't around in the 50s.
I know.
You guys are too young. There was like a hoop skirt, hula skirt, whatever.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah.
Remember it was in the Honeymooners when they went roller skating together. Oh, my God. Hey.
I used to love roller skating.
Oh,
too.
Ralph, are we
awesome.
Going steady now? Here's my pin.
Going steady.
Boy, you went down. Boom! Hey, Joe on the radio, 721. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you on this Friday. Oh, Debbie, I gotta go downtown to Midtown to do something with the Columbus Citizens Foundation. And then I'm doing Neil Cavuto, I think, the way it's scheduled now on Fox Business. And then I come back, and then I go to Yankee Stadium. So I'll be driving around.
Wow.
I know. Congestion pricing alone, I'm going to have to take a second mortgage out, I think, on that driving around.
And the Yankees play tonight, right?
Yeah, play Twins tonight. It's
don't even go to bed early on Friday nights?
Well,
you're not, like, tired from the whole week?
No, wouldn't that be nice? But, you know.
You have a lot of energy, Joe.
Oh,
that's all I can say.
No, you have no idea.
Oh, my goodness. I'll be in bed by 8 o'clock.
Wait till I tell you next week. Holy moly. Debbie Duhame looking out for you. 722 on AM 970. Yeah, so thank you, Debbie.
Good morning to you, Joe. Thanks a lot. Now, remember, 14th is closed between 3rd and 9th. It looks like buses and trucks only. That's all due to that new project. So steer clear of that if you're in a car this morning and every day. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to the southbound side of the West Side Highway. Stop and go traffic down through the 50s. Harlem River Drive South still kind of busy down through the 130s. Northbound FDR Drive, that's building, getting up through the 50s. And we're still seeing some volume here in town on 57th Street. Some stop and go traffic getting out towards 6th Avenue. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to the Taconic South at 301 in Putnam Valley, it's an accident plus some fire department activity. New York State Thruway South at 14B, an accident in the right lane. Now, remember, later on this morning, we'll have the funeral for police officer Brian Mulkeen. So Steel Road is subject to closure over in Monroe as they get ready for funeral services there. And heading over to the Hudson River crossings, the inbound side of the GWB moving slowly because of earlier problems on the Cross Bronx, 30 minutes in. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, you're waiting 25, and the Holland about 30 in from both approaches. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The process for cross-border disputes can be slow and complicated. ICDR is the trusted leader in international disputes. Backed by the American Arbitration Association, the ICDR's arbitrators and mediators are devoted to more efficient dispute resolution. Visit ICDR.org.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weekly weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today, we'll get a better idea how the job market held up last month. The Labor Department releases the September employment report. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal believe 145,000 new jobs were created, and the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%. The parent company of office-based rental company WeWork is expected to lay off up to 3,000 employees after its plans to go public collapsed and the value of the company plunged. Costco says sales improved in its summer quarter, though Wall Street was expecting an even stronger report. Recent weak reports on the economy have raised the possibility the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates again this year. The Dow closed up 120 yesterday, NASDAQ was up 87, the S&P up 23. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I'm on the air here Saturdays from 9 to 10. The show is Bagels and Broadway, celebrating theater and food in New York and sometimes around the world. On this week's show, a singer-songwriter with an incredible life story and a strong connection to Motown, Mark Arthur Miller, is on Bagels and Broadway. Plus, he's a virtuoso pianist and a performer who's funny and unique, Mark Nadler, with a new show all about liars, and plant-based food expert Elizabeth Alfano, all on this week's Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone.
Valerie does a great job. She's a great broadcaster. We love Valerie. Good morning, Valerie. Good morning to you. It's Joe on the radio at 728. So, look, you see my Apple Watch? It's got Buzz Lightyear on it. Why does it go to that? It says, you know, set your Apple Watch. There's Woody. There's Woody from Toy Story. It's a Toy Story meme. Oh, and it's Jesse from Toy Story on my Apple Watch. Now, when you set it on your phone, I say set the watch face, and I have the certain watch face, so when I'm broadcasting, I see what time it is, where we are, what the weather is, what calls, what texts are coming in. If Frankie texts me something in the middle of the show, I use it on my watch. Look, now I got Toy Story. How did the Toy Story? You know what I have to do with this watch? Take it to Parry and Sons. I have to take it to Parry. No, because...
why, you going to bedazzle it? I don't understand. They deal with Apple Watches?
Ooh. They could do that.
Come on, no.
That's a good idea.
Don't do that.
No, because time I'm reaching in here in my bag, I have all my watches in my bag to wear. Like, for example, look at, you know what kind of watch?
What don't you have in that bag?
Whatever you need. Whatever you need. You need
something.
You're
like a magician.
I got something for you. What do you want? So I took all my watches to Parry and Sons. This is a Gerard Perregaux.
This is a nice watch that the ex bought me. I grabbed it before I left the house, real quick, before we broke up. I said, I want my Gerard Perregaux. And it was, it's a beautiful watch. Wasn't working. And I took it to Glenn Parry and Parry's, boom, fixed the whole thing. This big Breitling that I wear, that was given to me. Boom. It was not working. Took it to Parry & Sons. They fix it. If any of your old jewelry, including maybe my Apple Watch, take it over to Parry & Sons. They will fix it. And while you're there, check out the diamonds at Parry & Sons. They could walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond like nobody else. That's where you want to get your diamond engagement ring. By the way, top designers there as well. Charles Kripel, A-Link, bracelets and earrings from watches by Ebel. Speak about great watches, Ebel and Oros. But any kind of jewelry that you want, stones, like I saw, I didn't even know what they were. They were beautiful. And Katie walked me around as Glenn Parian fixed all of my watches. So I invite you to go there, restore your old jewelry, repair your old jewelry at Parian & Sons, and check out the diamonds, because I'm telling you, when you want to buy a diamond, you want to go to Parian & Sons. It's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you can start here, please, ParryandDiamonds.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Oh, baby.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
She's at home.
That's what I'm talking about, like that. I want to talk like that. I want to talk like this.
Yeah.
Come on, listen to this. And then I'm going to sing like this. Listen, here we go. Here we go.
Let the music play.
Oh, come on, babe. Listen.
I just want to dance the night away.
That's the man, Barry White, the late, great Barry White. Let it go. Let it go. Come on. Dance with me, Al. Come here. Come here. Come here.
Don't touch me.
Come here.
Don't touch me. I'm going to play this tonight.
Okay.
My wife's going to look at me like, what's the matter with you?
You know, Al, you move so well. You move so well, Al Gattula.
Put those craft beers down. What's the matter with you? That's what she's going to say.
Yeah, you do dance with a beer in your hand. Hey, Mike. Mike in Oyster Bay. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning. A couple of things bother me with the Democrats. So they keep telling us about economic injustice, that we didn't build this, we don't pay our fair share in taxes, white privilege, and yet you have Biden's son who couldn't like maybe take a $200,000 job. He has to go in a foreign country and get hundreds of millions of dollars in money. You have Obama has a $15 million castle that he buys in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
All this, it's the hypocrisy. I'd like to see Hunter Biden taxes and see if he ever claimed any of that money.
Oh, that's a good one. Check out the taxes that he might not have paid. That's good. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're absolutely right. It's so hypocritical. And that's why I walked away from the party, because they're not putting their money where their mouth is. They're not showing up. It's like Bernie Sanders, and we wish Bernie all the best, by the way. Apparently doing very, very well. Strong guy. And we hope that his heart procedure continues. Get him on the campaign trail. We, you know, don't agree with him, but get him on the campaign trail. We wish him all the best. But Elizabeth Warren, these folks they're multimillionaires. As somebody said it yesterday, when they go to Congress, they got nothing. How do you leave? How do the Obamas? I can't buy a $15 million house in Martha's Vineyard. How does that happen? And this is exactly what happened with the Bidens, and this is what gets the president crazy. Listen, the Donald J. Trump, and again, stop with the pro this, pro that, anti this, anti that. You got to relax and put the hate aside. You really do. Look at it objectively. You got to look at this president who's been through the ups and downs, the ins and out of business in New York, New York, the toughest city in the world. He made the money. He lost the money. Remember, he declared bankruptcy. He had to take care. And yet he recovered from all of that. And he took the way Donald Trump used the Trump name and branding is a business iconic model for every business person to use. It's brilliant the way he's done it. But he did it with his sweat equity, with his money, with his team. The Democrats are just doing it on government money. And I think that really, and this is my own opinion, irks the president. So he goes, now, wait, what? So what did happen? He says to the president of Ukraine. What, could you check out what happened with Joe Biden? Because that is not right. It has nothing to do with politics. Because I'm telling you right now, the president knows it, you know it, and I know it. Biden's not going to be the nominee. You know that. It wasn't to help a political adversary at all. That's not what that was about. There was corruption. To your point, Mike, there was corruption. Who paid tax? Did Hunter Biden pay tax? I want to know about that. what happened in Ukraine. I want $1.5 billion from the Chinese. Can we get that? Give me a portion of that. Give me a commission on that. Somebody made money. The Democrats are hiding it. They're hiding it. They're using this whole impeachment thing. And I can only pray that Attorney General Barr is gonna do a mic drop, and it's going to happen very, very shortly. Hey, let me go to our boy Dave. Our guy Dave is such a good guy. He calls, and he's been listening from day one. Dave, welcome to the program. Always nice to hear from you, my friend. How you doing?
I feel great, man. It's always great to speak to you as well.
Hey, you're doing all good? All right. How's your love life, Dave? Can I ask? Is that okay to put on the airwaves here? Come on. Just asking.
Well, you know, I do have couple of prospects, but I'm not allowed to give names on the radio.
No, unlike me, I just name names. But I appreciate.
I didn't ask her permission, but I do have a strong prospect, you know, who lives in Newark.
Ah, a Jersey girl, we love it. I love it. Come on, you'll keep us posted then. All right, you'll keep.
I most certainly will. You know, once I'm allowed to mention her name, I'll be more than happy to share it with you.
So what's happening politically before we take a break here? What's happening politically in your life, sir?
I want to comment on the sentencing of Amber Geiger, you know, the Dallas police officer.
What do you think, man? Wild. Wasn't that wild?
It was wild, but I am so proud of the brother of the victim because, you know, he shows what love can do, and I hope the haters out there, the anti-police radicals, will take time and listen to what he did. You know, here's a man whose brother was killed, you know, and he decides to put his arms around her and give her a hug and tell her about God. You know, this is what we need, and I hope that, you know, the anti-cop radicals and the race hucksters, you know, would take a message from this, take a lesson, you know, because he could have easily, you know, you evil racist white cop,
yeah,
you killed
right,
my son.
Right,
but
exactly.
He didn't go that route.
Yeah.
And when you listen to, I believe her, I believe that, you know, it was an accident. I don't believe she's a rabid racist. She didn't come across that way at all.
No, I don't think race had anything to do with it. And Dave, God bless you for thinking like that, man. And because I know you're a religious guy, too, and we appreciate it. Dave's a Muslim, and he understands and acknowledges that this particular person who forgave this gal for shooting his brother, Jesus Christ was his Lord and Savior. And no matter what you believe in, we accept it, we appreciate it, and your words are well appreciated, Dave, because that's as it should be. Listen, I wish I could live like that. I don't know that I can, but you have to appreciate when someone shows that kind of glory. 7:37 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell us what films. And this other film's coming out. The Joker thing's coming out. It's going to be big.
That's today.
All right, great. Jeffrey will break it all down for us. Right now, Big Al's got the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The FBI is trying to track down who's responsible for pointing lasers at inbound planes at JFK Airport. Officials say it appears the origin of the blue lasers is Roslyn, some 17 miles from the airport. Blue lasers can cause flash blindness or blurry vision to pilots. Officials say there have been 25 laser incidents since January, and in two cases, pilots suffered eye injuries. The FBI is asking anyone with information to call a special hotline at 1-800-CALL-FBI or 911 with all tips remaining anonymous. The Princeton City Council has voted to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. A resolution passed unanimously. Princeton is the second New Jersey city to make the change in 2017. Newark changed the holiday's name with an executive order. Indigenous Peoples Day celebrates and honors Native Americans. It began as a counter-celebration of Columbus Day, which honors Italian explorer Christopher Columbus. Some people now reject celebrating him, saying that he represents the violent history of the colonization in the Western Hemisphere. In sports, Mets moving on from manager Mickey Callaway, fired Thursday after two seasons on the job. Meanwhile, the Yankees ready for October baseball. They'll host the Twins tonight in Game 1 of the American League Division Series. NHL home opener for the Rangers. They beat the Jets 6-4. Thursday night football, it was the Seahawks over the Rams 30-29. This afternoon, we'll have Game 2 of the NLDS. Cardinals against the Braves. St. Louis up 1-0 in that series. Pregame at 4. First pitch at 4:37 right here on AM 970, The Answer. And NFL football this Sunday. Ravens and Steelers kickoff at 1 p.m. right here on The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Taconic South still busy at 301 in Putnam Valley with an accident. New York State Thruway South 14B, a collision. Still road subject to closure over in Monroe around Sacred Heart Church. The funeral mass for Officer Brian Mulkeen will be taking place later on this morning there. Inbound GWB, that's 40 minutes getting into town. Lincoln Tunnel, it's busy on 495 East with a stalled truck by Kennedy Boulevard, at least 25 to 30. Over at the Holland, 25 in from 1 and 9. Traffic is moving slowly on 80 East, exit 56, with an accident cleared. Getting out through Woodland Park, it's busy on the Henry Hudson South by the Marshall Loo. An accident, only the shoulder squeezing by, and the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the LIE. Watch for a crash here. Southern State West at Bethpage State Parkway, a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's AM970TheAnswer.com, keyword story.
It's October baseball. Tune in this afternoon for Game 2 of the NLDS as the Atlanta Braves face the St. Louis Cardinals. Pregame at 4, first pitch, 4:37. MLB on ESPN, live on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 742, Jeffrey Lyons standing by. I want to tell you about Balance of Nature. Love telling you about Balance of Nature. You know, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report they have energy, more energy. Al, tell us for a second, your Balance of Nature journey. You got on it. It's making you feel great as
well.
Yeah,
I feel great. I'll tell you, it helps in my recovery, too, from workouts. I usually take it after a workout, and I'll tell you, it's fantastic. It's been a big help.
And we all know what Al went through and what I went through. Now, we're not saying that this, you know, we can't clinically say that it'll work for you, you know, but Al loves it. Frankie Five Boroughs loves it. Debbie loves it. I love Balance of Nature, and it does work for all of us. So we're assuming that it's going to work for you, too. And you know what you got to do, if I may? You just try it, okay? Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. You can call or go online now, become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping, and we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. It's a limited-time offer, so please don't wait. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic. 743 with Joe on the radio. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us always on a Friday. How you doing today, my friend?
How are you, Joe? Did you see that survey about the worst cities?
I did. We went over that, and I'm kind of insulted.
I thought about you. I thought about you. It must have hurt.
Well, it was, because Passaic was, like, out of all, they did 50 of the worst cities, 10 were in New Jersey, number 4 was Passaic, New Jersey. Thank you very much. So we were talking about this yesterday at lunch. Jeffrey, Passaic, there's so many good things happening within Passaic. The school district, you know, is good.
Yeah, I mean, there are. I mean, Camden has always been a problem.
Yeah, but they're coming back in a big way as well. But
I hope so. I think those surveys are kind of silly because what do they base it on? There are good people everywhere.
That's right.
Was Hunterdon County on the list? No.
No. That's not. The Boondocks, you mean? I know we're all from the cities. Then we move out to the hinterlands of Jersey out there. You know,
right.
It's beautiful.
But, weather than we have here in the middle of Manhattan.
I know. Hey, you, but it takes all everything you can. You're such a New Yorker, Jeffrey. You're such a New Yorker. It's like you go. Why would you go? You go to. You don't go beyond a certain grid within Midtown, right? Am I right?
Well. I used to date a girl who was GOTQ. You know what that is?
What is that? Go ahead. What is that?
Geographically out of the question.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. She lived below 20th Street or something.
No, she lived 20 minutes from me by phone.
Jeffrey Lyons. Hey, Jeffrey,
it was in Hopatcong, I think.
Yeah, you'll never, that relationship would never work. It's a great city, but it's just way too far for you. Hey, so. So I heard the review you did on another great station about Sly. I love Sly Stallone. I love him, but
I know, but he cuts out a guy's heart and holds it in his hand.
Oh my God!
And one man against 40, and he booby traps his house. I mean, come on, evolve a little bit. He's evolved. He's a very smart guy. You know?
Yeah, he is.
He's always wanted to make a movie about his hero, Edgar Allan Poe. We'll do that.
Wow! And how about his performances in the Creed movies? I think is great. You know the way they. I thought that was great.
You know, he used to be a he used to clean the lion cages in the Central Park Zoo back when they had lions there.
Gosh, you're right.
And he said he always got a seat on the bus because he came home smelling of lion
That's
urine.
Great. Yeah. Meantime, this girl's trying to go into the Bronx Zoo, you know, and visit the lion.
That
was crazy.
God.
That
they've
was
got to they have to make sure that not to make a pun, but a copycat. They have to build a fence or something. That's where we need a wall.
Yeah. You know? Hey, tell me about the Joker. I'm a little afraid about the Joker. I mean, I'm sure.
Well, really have to see how the Joker character began, I guess, and Joaquin Phoenix, who may have some of the more benign characteristics that the character he's playing is, because he's a little bit off the rails.
Yeah, he really is.
I watched him on Kimmel the other night, and every answer takes, like, there's a 10-minute pause, and he looks around, and it may be all part of an act, but he's, you know, not all the silverware is in the right place with him. He gives a brilliant performance, but it's the most depressing movie about New York since Death Trap, and they don't call it New York. But all the subway cars it's set in the 70s. All the subway cars are filled with graffiti and there's garbage all over the street.
Wow.
And you and I lived in that, in that era.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And everybody was waiting for Joe Piscopo to go on Saturday Night Live. You know?
No, please. I was 3 o'clock in the morning at the improvisation to the four drunk people back then, man.
Is that true?
Oh, back in the 70s. Yeah, man.
That's how Gleason started doing stand up in some places. And he one time he was doing a stand up and some drunk yelled, "You're no comedian, you're no actor. Can you do Hamlet's soliloquy?" And he couldn't. And a year later, he was back there, same drunk, and Gleason began in the voice of Reginald Van Gleason, "To be or not to be."
That's great. That's great. That is the question. Hey, Norton! Yeah. Jeffrey, what else? Pain and Glory, is that coming out? There's another? That sounds like
Gloria. That's Pedro Almodovar's autobiographical movie starring two of his favorite players, Antonio Banderas and Oscar winner Penelope Cruz. Antonio Banderas plays a sickly movie director who's reached a point in his life. He's gay and he's lonely and he has writer's block. And, you know, I really like most of all of Pedro Almodovar's movies, especially about women. They have a little tie-up at the end. The plots are clever. I didn't find that in this movie. I found that maybe it's something he had to get off his chest and make, but I can't wait for the next Almodovar movie, put it that way. I love both actors. I'm a big fan of them. I'm lucky to know them. And I did the first English language interview with Penelope Cruz. Then I interviewed her for Telemundo in Spanish because I'm bilingual.
Whoa.
And they're just great people. And I just really want to love usually can't love every single movie by a director. And this is one of those ones. And I'm glad I saw Yeah. But she plays his mother in flashbacks, and Penelope Cruz is luminous, and Antonio Banderas is a great actor. But by the way, he was an usher in the Bullring in Malaga when he was a young boy.
God, only you would know that. Only.
And we used to go there every year, the same week, to the bullfights in Malaga. And so when I interviewed him for the first time, I was the 40th interview he had done that day. You know, I got a tired actor, here's something. And I came in humming the music that they play only in the Bullring and doing the PA announcement and the advertisement for local Malaga beer. And I had a friend for life.
Yeah, right there, right there. Jeffrey Lyons, world-renowned. We appreciate it, Jeffrey. All the very best. Have a great, great weekend. And always appreciate you jumping on with us, my friend. Thank you so much.
And I'm kind of rooting for the Yankees.
Oh, look at you. Go tonight at the Bronx. At the Bronx. Thank you for that. Kind of okay. Is good. We will take kind of. Thank you, Jeffrey Lyons. Hey, Joe on the radio, 749 right now. Oh, look, who graces the studios is our boss, Jerry Crowley, legendary. Jerry Crowley. Hey, by the way, Jerry, welcome. You're coming into the studio on a Friday.
You're here, Joe. But I have to reprimand you. I've asked you over and over and over again.
Uh-oh.
Living legend.
Living
legend. Not legend, because that implications of that are horrible.
Oh, no. Great to see you at the wedding. Did we have fun at the wedding?
And I'll tell you what. You're bringing Carol Alt, made the day. And his Al Cattullo, bringing
you.
Your wife, long-suffering.
Long-suffering, yes.
Great. But Carol Alt, I have to tell you, you should think twice.
Just got a text.
Really?
Oh boy!
Oh, what a lady!
Classy gal. She she's part of the team, and she was just magnificent. You, excuse me, Mr. Crowley, respectfully as my boss, on the dance floor.
Oh, horrible! Oh. Yeah, I know, but don't tell them.
Did you see?
No,
this
I
guy
saw
dance?
Jerry on the floor. It was great.
He was ripping it up on the dance floor. My knee hurt watching
Stop
you.
It. Stop it. So the audience has heard this. He gets out of the hospital.
Right.
He gets out of the hospital the day before and goes on and does his set.
Oh, yeah.
Did
you like the dramatic toss of the cane to Margo?
Oh, Margo caught it.
Come on. Was that great?
It
was like we rehearsed it. Margo, take my cane, please. I have got a song to do. Thank you.
Tony, if you had a top hat.
It was great.
Boss, what's going on? What's
listen, I had an epiphany last night. I don't have many. Don't have many, but yesterday I started my day out at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn at 6 o'clock with Reverend A.R. Bernard, who I have tremendous respect for. Love Pastor Bernard. And we had an event, and the day before, and that's early. I mean, I leave here at 4 o'clock to get out. It's a long ride sometimes. So I'm up early, but there's a fellow who works for John Casimatidis, who I know. I'll leave his last name out because I'm not sure I should use it. His first name is George. He's former FBI.
He's a great guy, that guy.
Right?
I know exactly what you're talking
great
about.
Great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the guy you want as your best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Great guy. He says to me, are you coming to John's, to the event honoring John tomorrow night? I go, I don't know about it. Now, for me not to know about one of Casimatidis' events, very unusual. Because over the 12 years we've been friends and we've become better friends, I've gone to hundreds of events with him. But as I thought about it, Joe, last night, none ever honoring him, always honoring other people and for causes. And he's always personally asking.
Yeah, that's a good point. I got you.
Last night, the event honored him.
He doesn't say anything.
Never
say.
You understand?
Great.
That now, put that up against some of the politicians in this city. You think you'd find anybody else doing that?
No.
And so this was by the DEA, Educational Foundation, DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency.
Sure.
They had the guys there telling the stories about how they got El Chapo.
Wow.
The guy got El Chapo. The guy's name is Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
He
got
El Chapo.
That's his real name? Not the character? Wow.
The real name. And they talk about the millions of pounds of opioids and drugs and whatever that they've saved the city from. Tremendous story. And then they put up the screen. They honor two individuals, Howard Safer, who was a great public servant.
Another great guy.
Fire commissioner.
Public servant.
Sure.
And Casimatidis.
Wow.
Casimatidis gets the award, barely says anything.
Really?
He doesn't do that.
Yeah. He's...
People speak for him.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, I've been doing this 12, 13 years with him. And it accumulated in my brain, little that it is last night, that this is what we need in public office. Somebody who is selfless, who's smart, who's caring, who's selfless, and can get the job done. Because if you look at New York City, really, I think it's a wreck. And I think it can fall right off the cliff. And who's in line to take over? So, you know, I make the appeal to him. I guess he's listening. I don't know. I hope so. But he should throw his hat in the ring.
Humility.
That's what I think.
Humility.
Humility, Joe.
I know. It's
you know, if he did it, there's no end. He's not going to run for the White House.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't need the money. He gives all his money away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good point, though, how he will always reach out, say, come on, we have a big event. It's always for Powell and whether Commissioner O'Neill or Tony Danza, whoever's there, Congressman King. But he always is paying tribute to somebody else or to the children. And he's a philanthropic giant. So that's nice of you to say
and,
that.
And doesn't need the perks. He doesn't need, you know.
You got see.
You want my pen?
No, Jerry and I were walking into a John Catsimatidis event at the GOP that Andrea did. So remember that was a great event.
Uh-huh.
So and I'm walking in. So the head of the Homeland Security something or other comes over. Joe, how are you? And he says, "Oh, let me give you a pin." So I get the pin. I have the Secret Service pin that I'm wearing proudly. I said, "Great."
Right.
And then I get, "This is my boss, Jerry Crowley." "Oh, let me give you the new one." Am I right or wrong? Look at his wearing. He's got the brand new Secret Service. You got the good one. And I wear it with pride, of course. But I did. I showed humility. Did I show humility?
You have everything, and everybody at the table. Everybody at the table was talking about the morning show and you last night.
Oh, really? Oh,
they really were.
No, that's great.
We had famous people. But let me finish my thought, and I'll get out of your hair.
Okay.
Or, not out of your hair, but I'll get out of your hair.
I understand.
Not that I'm one to talk.
I got topics in my bag if you want.
Mine's growing back.
Okay, good. Now you look
I think if your listeners, and I know what your audience is because it's grown exponentially. It's huge. Huge. It really is. If your audience agrees with me or doesn't agree with me, either way, I don't care. They should drop me a note and say, hey, yeah, Catsimatidis should run for office or not.
Yeah.
Let me give my email. I've never done this.
Whoa.
I've never done it in 20 years from CBS to OR to here. Never done it. But I'm going to say it this time because I think the city could be headed for hard times. I really do. So it's Jerry with a J, Jerry.Crowley. Crowley.
Wait, I don't have this, Jerry. Let me write this down for a second.
It's not for you. And you can't ask for a raise. So let me give it again.
Sorry.
It's hard to get this out. This is a tough room.
I'll tell
Jerry,
you.
Jerry.Crowley at Salem, S-A-L-E-M, .cc. That's right, .cc. Tell me your thoughts, guys. You never know what can happen from...
I wonder if John will go in. I'd love to see him run for like governor or something like that.
Mayor.
You like mayor?
I'll take anything.
Yeah.
You can't let that level of expertise go.
Or commitment.
Untapped.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't.
Good point.
Look what we
hey,
have
by
today.
The way, and thanks for bringing us, Jerry. You're the guy that brought us all together.
You
got people that's going, and when we go out, we're at the wedding, and I acknowledge the boss. How good was I, Al? I acknowledge the boss for saying thank you very much.
That was great. I think there were a couple people that were not happy you didn't acknowledge.
Well,
we won't mention names.
If you know what,
we won't mention names.
I got you.
I'm not a fan. Believe me.
Don't mention name. We don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, that's okay? Exactly. Exactly.
Nobody should get hurt.
Right.
But what you've done for us. Here in the morning show, what you've done for Salem and what guys like Catsimatidis, Dottie Herman have done for us, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We built a great enterprise. I don't want to see it go away.
Yeah, grace of God. Thank you. Fist bump.
Thank you for
Thank you, sir. Jerry Crowley right there, 7:57 with Joe on the radio.
We're going to finish out the hour.
All right, that is good. Well, who's now? Who can see?
We've moved all the commercials.
Do you see what I got to deal with, boss, every day? I'm trying to keep it positive. Oh, to some people who didn't like what you said. You know what? If they didn't get acknowledged, they didn't deserve to be acknowledged because I acknowledged, like, everybody in the room.
You did. You know, I'm not saying you didn't.
You know? Did I say Al Gattulo? Did I say?
No, I don't care about that. Believe me. Last person in the world.
Did I or did I not say Al Gattulo?
You did.
Okay.
I
forgot.
My wife was wondering why Jerry kept complimenting me.
Well,
and
there's
a
reason.
I know. She's a saint for putting up with me.
Beautiful. You're a lucky guy.
Thank you.
You really are.
Speaking of the wedding, Russ Salzburg was there. We had a great time with Russ. Russ is coming on the air in the next hour. Also, you don't want to miss Reverend Father Jeffrey Lee. Talk about great people doing great things. Route 22 Toyota donated a complete vehicle to the Reverend. And we want to tell you about that story and our buddy Iggy Giuffre, who does so much for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey as well. And the article that Michael Goodwin wrote that you have to see at Jersey Joe Piscopo on my Twitter feed. Michael's going to join us 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Staten Island man driving his neighbors crazy after bringing home a horse. Abdul Ilani has also made a makeshift stable at his home on Palmer Avenue. According to New York One, Ilani even takes the 12-year-old chestnut mare to the Dunkin' drive-thru. Meantime, dozens of neighbors have called 311 to complain about the smell, manure, and noise from the horse. The health department is now looking into the matter. Officials are warning about a confirmed harmful algae bloom in Passaic County. The State Park Service says a poisonous bloom has been located in the Monksville Reservoir within Long Pond Ironworks State Park. Humans and pets are being told to avoid contact with the water and not to eat any fish caught there. Contact with the bloom can cause irritation, gastrointestinal distress, and breathing problems. In sports, Rangers skate past the Jets 6-4. Thursday Night Football, Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.